I never went hungry. We always had good food and healthy food. And my mother was quite a baker. In fact, one of my pictures shows her baking her famous elderberry pies many years later. But Dad would take the, Dad would take the grain to market, and that's how she got her flour and our cereal. I never had any. Once in a while, it was a treat to have cornflakes. But we had a family down the road from us that had several children, and they had no car. So we would come, we would take the mother and father home when we came here to church. That was years later. And many years later, my parents were living in Belleville, and they received a letter from the son. And he said, "I want to apologize. I sucked the eggs right out of your chicken coop when I was young, and I want to say I'm sorry." And that was probably his Baptist upbringing up. And I thought that was an interesting episode. But the churches, of course, were well attended, and there was a lot of social life created there. And that was our center for social life. And schools. I went to a call school, which is still standing on Hayesville Road, or what's the name of it? Up there by the greenhouse. Well, Hastings, because Hastings was our telephone center when I was little. Hastings was our phone, and Newville was our church, and we went to school later in Butler, and it seems like there's one more thing that confused everything, because my brother-in-law said, "I don't know how anybody ever found you girls up there on Bot Road." I said, "We didn't have much choice," and he never said anymore. I have a picture of, there were only two of us in the family. My sister is 6 years older than I am and thriving really well in Belleville. She gets out and walks with her walker, and so I'm very thankful for that. And my folks lived to a pretty good age in those days. But I was going to tell about the church down there. I remember having ice cream socials occasionally. I don't know that they were regular, but in the summer at least one. And one picture that comes back to me is a storm came up, and it upset the flower centerpieces, and I'm sure the ladies hustled their cakes in the church, and I don't know what happened after that, but that kind of sticks in my mind that we did do some very active things. And but the threat of water inundating Newville caused our church to take action. And as he said, the Methodist stayed. And I remember well when they moved out, because they couldn't get plumbing was their reason. The laws would not allow them. But up until then, we had a little problem when it was time to move. The people toward Perrysville wanted to go that direction, and the people here in Possum Run area wanted to go this direction. So the Cateses, who were very faithful members, donated this plot, and this is where we came. I wish I had seen and remembered more about the moving. I got a feeling it would have been with horses, because horses were mainly used. But I don't think anything was disturbed about it. I think they just set it on the ground, and it was a one-story church. We had a little kids, younger kids class here, and right in there, the youth class, and they had all the rest of the adults sat in the back. And the youth class was very active. We had Mrs. Carsey as the teacher of that, and she would have parties, and it was a good place for, you know, youth to meet each other. We even had party games where you sang the music. You didn't have a fiddle in the background. You sang your music and acted it out in different games. We weren't allowed to go to the Great Norris Dance Hall where they did square dancing. It was a really nice place, and people, respectable people, went there because it was no liquor, no drinks, nobody came drunk. So it was a real nice place to come, but it wasn't Baptist's way. We didn't play cards except kids' cards, and we didn't go to dances. But Mrs. Carsey's games really mixed the youth up real well. And the other thing about Mrs. Carsey that I remember, she, my folks just lived about a half mile from where the crow flies, and from her, and she would get in her car. Mother didn't drive, but she did, and she'd come up and visit us quite often. One day she came and she said, "I got Newville School." And she was so happy about it, the tears came. And she was the teacher, probably the last one before the school left, because she taught later in Butler. And she was active with the youth. And when I was in her class, we had Sunday school papers, I think Boys' World and Girls' Companion. Do you still have them? I don't know. But we get those. And one time, I got this paper, and in it was a letter from a girl in New Brunswick, Canada. And she was 13 years old and born on August 28th, 1924, just when I did. So I wrote to her, and we've been pen pals ever since. We've met three times, and at 77 years ago. So I call her sometimes because I have free service, but we still write our little notes. So she's not only a pen pal, but a twin. But I did have a Sunday school teacher when I was in that class, Mrs. Van Zyl. Have you ever heard of Van Zyl's Mill? It was at the edge of Newville when I was a kid, but I don't think it was functioning in my day. My dad would have to go to Butler or Belleville to the mill. But apparently, the creeks there were active enough to run the water wheel at one time. And Mr. Van Zyl and Mrs. Van Zyl went to this church. He had a long white beard, and she taught our Sunday school class. The only thing about her, she was sure the world was going to end maybe next week. And that sort of scared me as a youngster. I wasn't ready. But she was a good teacher otherwise. She would have Sunday school parties for us at her home. And I think I was able to walk to it by that age. And I think her house still stands. It's a stone house, the last one before you get into Newville on the right. We'll have to look, won't we? But I think it's been occupied through the years, a very sturdy one. Had a basement, I remember. But it was right by the mill. And the mill, of course, is gone now. Well, as I said, cash was very scarce. So my mother always had the minister and whatever family had for Sunday dinner. I mean, she might put the wife to paring the potatoes to prepare the meal, but they always had a place to go. And she said, I can't give them much money, but I can always give them food. And during that time, I think it was probably after the church was moved, I don't think I've missed anything about the church down there. And what I know about Newville, that you have more history of it than I do, really. I'm just giving you my memories. But we had a couple connected to a couple famous people in here. Miss Thelma Still, have you ever heard of her? She's in the history of this church. She was a 12-year-old who conducted evangelistic services for a whole week. And she told us, and she could play the piano just beautifully. She was all over the keys, and her contralto voice was beautiful. She sang Whispering Hope was my favorite. And this is the choir book. Mrs. Carsey also conducted the choir, or got us together. And this was our choir book, and it's still in pretty good condition. Whispering Hope's in there, and we did that. My family, on Sunday, we didn't work. He didn't work the fields, just what you had to do to feed everything and everybody. And so on Sunday afternoon, this was before radio and TV, we gathered around the piano. Mother was a pianist. Dad had gotten himself a Sears Roebuck horn, a trombone. And my sister played the fiddle that my grandfather had played for dances. And she played violin. And Dad made me a wooden music stand. I didn't have anything to play, but I was the conductor. And later, then I played Grandpa's violin. It was handed down to us. But Dad, he was completely did it by ear, and he had a good harmony. And he loved music all his life. He was so thrilled when records came in, and he would listen to a lot of classics, semi-classics, I would say. So anyway, back to Thelma Still. At 12, she told us that week then that at the end of the week, she would tell why she was doing this. And she said, when the time came, she said, my mother was gravely ill, and I prayed and I promised the Lord if he would save her, I would spread his word. And so this was what she was doing. And you know what our church did? They hired her for a minister at a very young age. I think she was still young. And Reverend Lastly had been our minister. He was grandpa age. And my folks felt some sympathy with him. But they still had Thelma and her family for dinner, and there was no repercussions. She did well. We appreciated her, and she had good attendance. And later, when she was a teenager, she was still with us. And she was dating George McNair. Have you heard the name Sylvia McNair? She's quite a famous opera singer. And that's his daughter. He played a beautiful violin, and he would play for our services. Then with Mrs. Carsey, I told you there was another connection, maybe. She, and like I said, those were days of poverty, around when there was the big financial crash, 29, you know. And she had given a home to one of her relatives from the Tyro, Ohio area, and his name was Elmer Roethlisberger, and he went to Butler School, high school, And he was a famous football player on that team. That was the years we were winning. And you know, Roethlisberger now is famous in football, right? And I've wondered, I have no way of finding out if he's a descendant of our Elmer. But that's the things that through the years I think about. And I think I've pretty well covered it. Oh no, Reverend Lastly, that we let go for Thelma, he, later years, we had a Reverend Tom Lastly, who was our minister here, his grandson. And he was here for many years, probably until I married and began Belleville churches with my husband. So it was kind of neat to have another Lastly in our church because they were well-liked and they did a good job. So, you know, it's so good to come here and see how beautiful you keep it and that you still call it the Newville Church. In fact, I thought you still called it the Newville Baptist Church, but I like it, Newville Church. It's fine. So I think that's about all. If I forgot something, the Lord wanted me to. And if you have any questions that I can answer.
I have one question.
Okay. Pardon?
On
this side of Route 95, I would say north, but I'm not sure it kind of runs, 95 kind of runs kind of funny. No, it was at that time just Main Street, I'd say. But it is 95. It was on this side of 95, as I recall. Oh, yes, and the school. It was at the corner of Possum Run and 95, you would call it now. Doesn't seem to show it there. As I remember it, it was a brick, two-story building, but all 8 grades were in one room. And, yeah.
First of all, Mrs. Dude, I just enjoy this so much, listening to you, so thank you. Then I have to say that I have a doll that looks a lot like the doll on the chair, and they have to be related.
Well,
can you tell us about the doll?
The doll is my daughter's. I had a family of dolls, though, from a big one down to the baby doll. And one boy, he was made out of a sock, Grandma made it. He was Jimmy. And yeah, that the reason I brought that, it's got a dress on that my mother made for me. She made all my clothes. Even the panties she's wearing. And she made them from clothes that people gave her, especially her former employer, had nice clothes, so she'd cut them up and make dresses for us. That's why I brought that. And I did bring a picture of my mother and my dad and my sister. And you didn't need one of me. But I had one of my sister holding me, and we're both very happy because we've been together for all these years.
My mother made clothes for my dolls, too.
Did she?
She made them out of
Well, that's obviously too big for the doll. It was mine. And I happened to save and I put it on there because the embroidery looks nice, you know. Of course, it was short on me. Yes?
There may be others here that know, but I don't know about what caused the decline of Newville Town.
The decline?
Yeah, of the Newville Town. Why is it not there?
Oh, it's because of building the Pleasant Hill, I call it the Pleasant Hill Dam. But I see it's had something to do with the Muskingum water system. And when that dam was built, they threatened Newville with water inundating. Now, I've never seen it there. It has flooded at the lake, but it's never reached Newville. But people, that's why we moved out. and the most homes left at that time, because it's pretty flat there. But that's that's the reason I meant to mention it. Yeah. I think, according to your article, a lot of them just relocated, I think. Because I knew a couple of the families. There were Alexanders. There were all different names. That I think Allies. Did you know about Possum Run Greenhouse being started by George Miller? And his family, his daughter, Helen Winters, did any of you know her? She's very faithful to coming to this church. And her instrument was an accordion. Did she ever play for you? She played the piano, I believe.
I have a question. What brought you back? I'm just curious, what brought you back into the church just recently?
This church?
Yeah, just like
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, quite a bit of you. Do you remember being? Yeah, you're the guitarist, aren't you? No?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you remember being at the in Belleville, what do they call it now? Brumbies. Do you remember playing at Brumbies?
The coffee shop.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, that used to be our store. So I went that night, and I found out you created music to go with this sermon. Did you create something to go with mine?
I really wish I would have. I can't tell you how much I wish I would.
But that made me curious, and I had another couple that was there, and they kind of petered out on me. They were going to come, and we had 2 weeks ago, they could have come, but they didn't look real anxious, and I didn't want anybody to come and be miserable. So I came myself, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate you welcoming me. And I'm very thankful that you've got the pews almost all filled. That's good. I think it's wonderful that you're thriving. And a lot of your children are downstairs. All of them are probably. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yes.
Two things. My mom was born in 1919. She lived through the Depression. And she tells stories. She was one of eight on the farm over in Shelby.
Yep.
She tells stories of after church, her dad and mom would bring people from the church because they had plenty of food.
Yeah.
They couldn't give money, but they could feed people. And that's what they did. And that's kind of a neat thing that is maybe lost today. Another thing is, you didn't actually see him move the church.
No, I'm sorry that I didn't. I would like to know for sure if they used horses. Tractors didn't seem to be very prevalent then, did they?
But I'm wondering, this is a big structure, and it had to go down Possum Run.
Yeah.
It's hanging off on both sides.
Right.
They got something.
But wonder of wonders, it was successful. Apparently, because I don't remember hearing anything about having to fix this or that, and just being a frame building. Like I said, the Methodist church was framed too. You probably remember it since your brother was ministering there. And but the school, as I remember it, was brick. I could be wrong. And the store was, I think, run by some people named Yarman. I'm not sure either anymore. But it was thriving, and I was surprised to see how big Millville really was. Your Shelby, my dad had worked there before World War I, and he loved that area because it was great for crops. Up here on Bott Road, he had the hills and the rocks to deal with. It's a wonder he could feed us all. But it helped us a little bit to have a little money because there were bonuses from World War I. My father was overseas, actually, when my sister was born. Well, Yes.
I'm just curious. You said you lived on Bach Road. Where did you live on Bach Road? Whose house was yours?
I'd like to talk about that. It's the middle house, a big white house, and it's on the north side of the road, and it's, I don't know the people's name, but I know Godders live on a part of our farm. They built, and they put a pond in there on our farm. And the man who, the couple who own our house now, don't receive me at all. They don't want me to set foot on them. And I've tried to go back a few times, and I've written them some letters. But I think they have their reasons. They're a little bit, I think he worked out of town and would stay. And he just didn't want strangers, you know. So it's all right. But that was built, that house was built by my great-grandfather. His name was Smith. So I'm connected to a lot of Smiths around here. I saw, who did I see this morning? Was it a Smith? No, it was a Long. My maiden name was Long. You had Barb Long greeting? Yes. Okay. You probably aren't related. You probably would say, like one of them did at Belleville when I said, oh, maybe I guess we're not related. And he said, yeah, thank goodness. Yeah, we're related to the Norrises, actually. Along my father's cousin married a Norris, and some of them still live down there. And the Smith house that my great-grandfather built had about 10 or 11 rooms in it. Of course, they were chopped up. And the one that this way from it, as you pass it and come up this way, on the opposite side of the road is a log house. And I didn't know that at the time. It had been covered. But one of my mother's cousins, my grandmother's cousins, his family would live there from time to time. And they're the ones that had 13 children. So there's lots of Smiths around here that are related. Yeah. Well, I think that's about the whole thing of my history. I did marry George Stout, you know. He was, well, stick around and go see us once in a while, because we're hoping it will last 6 more years, and that will make it 100 that there have been Stouts providing groceries in different ways in Belleville. My father-in-law started it.
Mm-hmm. She said she became pastor. I heard we have a picture of her.
Do you? Yeah. I tried to find my picture of her, and I don't seem to have it.
She's very young. And,
she what?
She was a pastor of this church.
That's right. I think she was quite young when they hired her, probably following those. And I do remember she was a 12-year-old.
And I think that I heard, maybe it's legend, that I think church was moved
36.
With what you...
Oh, I
think you
wanted a year.
No, I think with mules or horses.
Oh, mules, maybe.
Horses, and they laid logs down and just kept moving the logs in front of the church and folded with our mules to get it up here.
Sounds familiar, but I just never saw anything moved except the house in Belleville that was moved one time. But that was done by Amish people, but I don't think they used horses. I don't remember. I thought it was Amish people. Maybe not, because they don't use tractors yet, do they? I don't know. Pardon? Yeah, I was thinking some do, but I shouldn't have brought that up, because I'm not sure. Well, thanks for your patience.